As a child from the late 80s, early 90s, I would often visit the Conrail Yard in Middleborough, Massachusetts, watching the train crews sorting the freight cars. Over the scanner, I could hear the conductor and the engineer talking and counting the distance in between the cars as they couple them together. While I heard the audio coming over the scanner, I would snap a few photos. Oftentimes, I would just stand there and watch them work. Every now and then, I would run into an old-timer, rail fan that is, that would say that we're a dying group, and people my age are not getting involved. The good news, that didn't happen. Today, if you go out to any popular rail fanning location, such as the Steaming Tender Restaurant in Palmer, Massachusetts, on one given weekend you'll see rail fans from 5 to 75 years old. Most of the younger ones have a camera in one hand and a scanner in another. The hobby has grown in leaps and bounds. You can thank social media for that. Yes, I said social media. Let me go back to someone that was my age growing up as a rail fan. I didn't know anyone at my school that was a rail fan, and when I brought it up that I liked trains, it would create some strange looks. It was hard to find people with a similar interest, and when I did, I was very excited. Social media plays a huge role in rail fanning. Just search any of the social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and hundreds of accounts will come up with photos and videos of trains. These platforms also allow the newest generation of rail fans to network together. With digital photography and video, it makes it so much easier to share video and photos in seconds. Today's rail fans have a bag with everything they need when they go rail fanning. My rail fanning bag has my Nikon digital SLR camera, Canon camcorder, tripod, notepad, train schedules, and my Unit and Bearcat BC125AT scanner. And oh yes, lots of batteries. Quite often, rail fanning can be compared to going fishing. You spend a lot of time waiting for that moment that will only last a few minutes if you're waiting for a train to go by. Rail fans that take photos and videos are often hoping to capture a heritage locomotive. A heritage unit is a locomotive that has a special paint scheme or has a particular history with the railroad. Norfolk Southern has nearly two dozen heritage locomotives operating on its freight lines today. There's even a website dedicated to tracking these heritage units. So the next time you see a rail fan taking photos, be sure to say hello. I'm Jonathan Higgins for TrainAficionado.com.